In a quiet mountain village in southwest China, in the stillness of pre-dawn, the unthinkable happened. Disaster struck. Power lines were down, and the residents of this remote and usually serene town were left without electricity.
Bum, bum, bum. Wow, that sounded kind of pornographic.
Electricity.
A little bit.
History is messy.
Weird. Wild. Anything but boring.
We're rainy day rabbit holes.
Exploring the unhinged side of history, politics, and culture.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
For about 10 hours. So really not the disaster that I was building it up to be, but still damn annoying.
What if you're in the middle of cooking or like watching your favorite show? Or
I mean, that could be a disaster.
Man.
How about if you're in the hospital and you're on a ventilator that you
right.
need to live? They have generators,
yes,
I'm sure.
That's
but...
what the red outlets are for in your room, by the way. Those ones are hooked up to the generator. If your ventilator is not plugged into the red, you should tell someone. It needs to be plugged into the red.
Good to know.
The problem is you may not be in a position to
No, you're going to have to count on your friends and family.
Yeah,
you might be in a coma.
Everyone should have a patient advocate at their bedside.
Absolutely. I don't know how it is in southwest China, though.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, hey, guys, you might be wondering why there's four voices instead of two. We are very excited today to have our special pod wives in the studio. It is Caitlin and Cassie from P&W Haunts and Homicides. Say hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Say hi, Cassie.
Hello.
Hello.
So excited to have you guys. We're one of my favorite podcasts that we've ever recorded. Was the one we did in Portland.
Yeah.
We had the best time.
We did. I cried.
It was, I forgot about that.
We made a
drink
a little too much.
Did we ever publish that episode?
We did.
We did. That was a bonus episode. And this time when we do tarot, we're going to ask positive questions. I may or may not cry. Just don't ask about my dogs. Any kind of thing around animals, I cry.
Okay.
What about your cat? Poor Lynx. Just ignore him.
Oh, I love him.
Like, but he's
kind of an asshole, so it's harder to get sappy about him.
Yeah.
Ruff is a sweet baby angel.
He is.
Come on.
Absolutely. That's exactly what he is.
It's okay. I cried when my jumping spider died. It's fine.
Oh.
Jumping spider.
I don't know. I might cry later when I realize the house spider that Caitlin had me put out probably will die tonight.
Poor guy.
Awkward.
He was so cozy in his little nest.
He did. He made himself a little web nest up there in the corner. All right. So welcome to 5 Minute Friday. So this is your little taste of weird headlines from around the world.
We're already 5 minutes in.
We are.
Yeah.
Some
like
of this
it.
Is going to have to get cut. Okay. So guys, what happened? And why is a simple power outage exciting enough for me to do a 5 Minute Friday about it?
Did Bigfoot do it?
Ooh.
No, but the answer you might like almost as much as Bigfoot.
Okay.
Okay. Well, once again, we're turning to our friends over at Vice. This article is from February 15th, 2026, written by Ashley Fike. We get right to the point at the top of the story, so I'll go ahead and give you the title. A flying pig knocked out power to an entire village in China. Yep.
Okay.
Here, you need an explanation, right?
Yeah, I think I need you to connect the dots.
That's a powerful pig.
Yeah.
Well, all those people that say, when pigs fly, like,
right. Well, right here at the top. Here we go. So I'm just going to read the article, and feel free to interject when the mood strikes you. Well, we've officially made it to the era of when pigs fly. As an actual headline, we're reading... Not just a phrase your dad says when you ask for money. In southwest China, a farmer in Tongjiang County tried to transport a pig to a slaughterhouse using a drone. The area is mountainous, roads are a hassle, and the farmer apparently decided the solution was aerial livestock delivery. What followed turned into a local legend almost immediately.
It's a bold choice.
It's
a bold choice.
I don't want to think about what the pig was thinking about this, but he was on his way to a slaughterhouse, so you know his options were limited anyway.
At least he gets some fun before he gets
that's
there.
That's
right?
True. We have
nothing to lose.
Honestly, either way, it's like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck.
During the first flight on early January 24th, the drone's rope became tangled in high voltage power lines. The pig ended up suspended in midair for hours.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I felt bad for this pig. There is video of it, and it's just this pig just hanging from this drone.
I was worried he got electrocuted and, like, you know, some bacon.
That would have been better.
I know. The village ended up without electricity for roughly 10 hours. One minor miscalculation later, an entire community got the candlelight experience, whether they wanted it or not. A worker from the local power supply authority said 12 workers were sent to repair the line, and repair costs came to about 10,000 won, roughly $1,400.
Okay, hold on. I have a question. You keep looking at her.
I don't know why.
Are you the China expert or like?
No, it's it's because she's directly across from me.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you like knew a lot about China or something.
No, it's.
I was wondering if you were to China what Shay is to Japan.
No,
Japan is to Shay.
It's just literally she has the clearest line of sight.
That's it
to me. Because I have to turn to look at either of you.
It's not a good look.
No. I thought we were going to have like this. We could do like a competition like we did with Seattle and Tacoma. Like, which is better, China or
Japan. I got it.
Well, but no, I mean, it's just. It just happens to be that you're across from her. Dang it.
Yeah. Why are you looking at her?
I just don't want to be on the losing team. Because I already know how that plays out. You know?
So after that day, after a long stretch of people waiting for the modern world to switch back on, the farmer blamed poor visibility since it was still dark at the time. Authorities were not impressed. Police opened an investigation and said the farmer was suspected of flying the drone in a no-fly zone, along with overloading the drone, you think?
It's because he's a farmer, not a pilot.
Right.
Air traffic controller.
An officer said evidence collection was still underway and that, if violations are confirmed, the farmer could face administrative punishment and compensation for equipment losses. It's easy to laugh because the headline is objectively absurd. A flying pig sounds like a joke, but it also says something about how common drones have become in rural areas, especially in mountainous regions where hauling animals by vehicle can be slow, expensive, and frustrating. People are using drones for real work. Sometimes that work involves animals. Sometimes it involves learning in real time that power lines do not care about your hustle. The bottom line is, one poor pig got an accidental brush with aviation. The rest of the village got 10 hours of darkness and a story that will last way longer than the outage. Thoughts?
Man, I give him props, though, for trying something new. Like, being a farmer is hard. You gotta make your money.
Very hard.
Yeah, so, and I'm sure, especially in rural China, you're probably still dirt poor.
Yeah.
You're trying.
But you can afford a drone.
Well, the farming equipment is expensive. I mean, everybody invests. So that would be probably right along that line of investing in something that's going to make you money, hopefully.
Sounds like he didn't get a high-end drone.
My thought is that
it was only good enough to carry a dog, not a pig. Yeah.
This is a farmer who had tied one on. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, drunk on whiskey, he's like, you know what? Instead of driving this pig to the slaughterhouse, I'm going to put it on a drone.
Well, that's good, though, because he should not be drinking and driving.
That is true.
Yeah. Well,
but I don't think you should be drinking and drone flying either.
Apparently not.
Now we know.
I feel like I just feel like that's got to be against some sort of regulation.
Right.
Droning while drunk.
While drunk. I mean, I don't know. I assume there's some sort of equivalent to the FAA.
There probably isn't, but now there has to be.
But I have questions about this story because what farmer that is engaged in commercial farming sends one animal to the slaughterhouse?
Well, I was
kind of
wondering that too.
Yeah.
Like, that
begs the question.
Great if you just want to move them from one pasture to another and you've got this big yard.
But why
farm.
One? Unless it's just, I only raise one pig at a time.
You know what? I've got it. Okay.
Okay.
I've solved it.
Okay.
Okay. He was having breakfast for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
He needed
That's
that bacon
why you
real
need
quick.
A single.
Yeah.
A single haug.
I did think it was really.
Just that one event.
Yeah.
Sorry, say that again.
It was just that one event. He just needed.
Well, yeah, unless
one
this was
pig for this one.
His farming practice, it wasn't actually like he raised this pig to sell as part of his farming practice. He's a farmer of rice or whatever other crop. And this pig was something that he raised for his own eating, but he has somebody else,
someone to slaughter it.
Yeah, somebody else slaughter it for him. That would make more sense for one pig.
Yeah,
because if you're a farmer who raises pigs, you're going to send 50 or 100 pigs to the slaughter
that day because he was having breakfast for dinner.
Right. Yes. Actually, if you're doing commercial,
it's the Brenner theory.
Mm-hmm. I think she's right.
The Brenner theory.
Yeah, breakfast for dinner. Brenner.
I was like, is that some sort of sign?
Like, yeah. Is that like the Bechdel test? All right. Well, that's your little dose of absurdity for the week. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much, Caitlin and Cassie. I looked at the wrong person while I was saying that, too. It's just because my eyes are completely drawn to you, Caitlin.
You're right
across from me. It was like Caitlin and Caitlin and Caitlin and Caitlin and Caitlin.
I feel so good.
P&W Haunts and Homicides. Please go check out their show. It is excellent. It covers all things and homicidal and
a lot of homicide.
A lot of true crime and spooky stuff. And then just downright fun P&W focused stuff. So
she nailed it, you guys. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I am wearing the shirt that was inspired by your episode.
Yeah.
Jake the Alligator Man.
I
love
Marches him.
The Free Museum.
He's my favorite.
That place was amazing.
It was fun.
I'm going to be his next wife.
I didn't know he was currently married.
He has a what's it called? Like a, what's that called? Like a pageant or something for his new wife on his birthday every year.
He does?
Yeah.
How could you just apply?
We did an
for
episode
it?
On him. I don't remember that part.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look into that. All right, guys.
Shay wants on the list.
I do. I will marry Jake.
Competition with you.
Sounds okay. Fine. We'll see.
All right. Thank you, guys.
May the best host win.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. We thought maybe you had forgotten. How could you forget? We are your hosts, Shay
and Jody,
and you can find all things on our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, like sources, notes, pictures, links, whatnot. That beautiful website is designed and managed by the amazing and talented Letha Davis at easybreezy.com. That's easybreezy, EASYBRZY.com. All episodes are edited and produced by me, Shay, and you can reach out with any questions or comments at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com. That's SHEA. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast with your friends and family and stay curious.
See you down the rabbit hole.
Care Talk with Laura Packard is a podcast covering healthcare in America from a progressive perspective. Our healthcare system is broken, and we all know insurance companies are out of control. If you don't have health insurance or don't understand the differences between insurance plans or have surprise medical bills, out-of-control prescription drug costs, or can't get the care you need, listen to Care Talk with Laura Packard weekly on Tuesdays. What's going to happen to your healthcare under the Trump administration? From prescription drug prices to health insurance costs, from healthcare for seniors and people with disabilities to reproductive care, from care for veterans to public health, including vaccinations. Healthcare experts answer your questions every week, and they go in-depth on Medicare, Medicaid, the Affordable Care Act, private insurance, and more. Go to healthcarevoices.org/caretalk or search for Care Talk with Laura Packard on your favorite podcast app to listen today.